Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Hi, this is Jules, the Secret Seer. I'm glad you're joining me today on this beautiful Friday. It's sunny where I'm at today, so I'm pretty happy about that. I've got some callers. I'm very excited to talk to you all. I want to make a couple of quick announcements, though. I am launching my website at secretseer.com. I actually have it up right now if you want to check it out. It's probably going to go back under construction a little bit later, so it's a little wonky still, but I thought I'd get your opinions and see if you can do me a favor and go check that out, secretseer.com. So you might not be able to, please don't order a chat reading or anything because it's only on 25 cents right now. But yeah, you might not be able to order or log in, but I just wanted to get your opinion on a couple of the pages that are up. Thanks so much. So with that, I am a psychic medium and a clairvoyant. So if you have any questions about love, relationships, career, whatever you'd like, and then, of course, if you have any loved ones, I just ask for their first name before connecting with them. So let's get started here. The first caller. Oops, let me see. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Hi, this is Jules. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Ellie.
Did you say it's Allie?
Allie. Allie Cat.
Allie. Allie Cat. How are you, Allie?
I'm good.
Good. What's on your mind today?
What do you say for finding employment?
All right. Let's have a look. New job. Right? Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm first going to take a look at your kind of spiritual occupation. And what that means is just kind of what you're, here to do, that kind of thing. You are under a lot of good influence of change right now, which is a good time to be parting out. I'm sure that you're feeling the pull to do something new, in other words, because you do have a very, very strong, the universe is asking you to make change, so that's a good thing. It looks like you are working now, though, isn't that right? But I see you alone a lot. Do you work from home?
No, I'm not working.
Oh, you're not working. Okay, that's why I'm seeing you at home a lot. I'm wondering, okay.
No, I'm not even at home.
Yeah.
I'm not even at home. I'm not working at home, and I'm not home a lot.
Yes, I get it. There's a certain energy when you're working with people. There's a lot of that, you're kind of not on the alone side. You're on the kind of group side. But you do have some good energies coming in here around new job. I am seeing that you're actively seeking, which is a good thing. It looks like there's something happening for you that you likely recently applied for because of getting some callback information, some correspondence between you and an organization coming up here really soon. So that's within 2 days to 2 weeks. It also looks like you've been, for me, your energy is that you're trying to kind of, I don't know if you've recently took a class or learned something or maybe did something online, but I'm picking that student energy up here. Does that make sense?
No, I haven't applied to anything recently, my school days are long. My school days are like long. I can't remember the. In fact, I can't remember the last time. Yes, I can. It was probably in the 1988.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I think there's a misunderstanding. I didn't say that you were in class. I was saying it looks like you've undertaking some learning lately about, kind of looking into different things and maybe looking at, picking something up. I don't know if you were recently doing some research or something, maybe even online, but no, it doesn't look like you've been in college. I wasn't meaning that, but there is a mental self. The mental mind wants to expand. It does want to learn. It does want to get back in the groove here. You haven't applied something. You should be doing that right now because you are under this wonderful, wonderful influence of change. If you are showing intention now, my really, really strong advice would be to get stuff out there. You have a great window of opportunity to open up this month and really the better half of December. So apply for anything right now if you want to work. If you don't want to work, that's fine. But I am getting that whatever you kind of ask for or kind of send out there, you're going to get some response. So take advantage of that nice influence that you're in, you know, right now. Okay? I hope that helps. Anything else, Allie?
No. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Take care now. Hi, this is Jules. Yep. How are you?
Hi, how are you? This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. I'm good. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. My question is also about employment.
Okay.
I went back to school to get a master's degree, and I'm having trouble finding a job in what I got my degree in.
Okay. What's your degree in?
Clinical mental health counseling.
Oh, my. That's great. Well, congratulations. That's a major accomplishment. Really.
Thanks. Yeah, and I'm middle-aged, so.
Yes. That's amazing, though. It's really great to do that. You have a really wonderful counseling is actually an excellent field for you. You've got such a strong, nurturing energy about you. You know, you're literally the kind of that whole maternal energy is very strong. You know what I'm saying? Caring for others and that
yeah.
type of thing. Yeah. So, but okay, let's take a look at new stuff coming in here. Yeah, I do see some little bit of issues here. But it looks like you've been working though, right? Looks like you've been working.
No, I haven't been. I've been looking.
You're a
busy
lady,
then. My internship ended in July.
Okay, yeah, you're very busy. I would say to increase the intention out there, I'm getting very, very strongly a full-time job for you, but it looks like it's not till January. So if you want to get started sooner than that, I would just absolutely push a little harder, you know. There's a lot of institutional energy around you. I really feel strongly that you'll be – there's something about it's interesting you mentioned you know, school, academia, university, you could be, I mean, I get this institutional thing like hospital, but I also see like a campus around it. So it feels like it could be a teaching hospital or a, you know, something tied to like a university in the way of a hospital. Sometimes that's the case. But there's a very strong energy that you would be in this very large building, like a hospital type of a building. Very strongly.
Okay.
Now, I also feel like I'm getting a lot of administration energy with you. The position that you have your degree in, would that be one-on-one with clients or patients, or would that be more in an administration type of?
No, it's counseling. It's being a therapist, but there's a lot of documentation that goes along with that.
I see. Okay. That must be what I'm seeing here. I'm picking that up so strong. So either, you know, enjoy the holidays coming up, but I'll tell you what, you've just really got, like I said, January and all of 2018, I see you being very, very satisfied with your job and working. And, you know, it's something you're meant to do. It's really very special. When I look at your gifts, you're very gifted in helping others, and the compassion level is just through the roof. So luckily you are, you know, for me, it's nice to see that you're in the right lane. I think that there's probably certain people that shouldn't even be messing around in that field. You know what I mean?
I do.
If they're not in the right, you know, spiritual kind of energies and balance. So this is all, it's all looks really actually very positive. So like I said, if you wanted to do something a little sooner, I don't know, you could try, but I think that hopefully you're happy with that. January is not too far away. It's really literally right around the corner, right? So that's a good thing. Anything else, Jackie?
Does it look like my finances will hold out until I get a job? I'm worried about that.
Are you? Mm.
Yeah.
I'm always worried about
it,
too. Go ahead.
It's not like I, you know, have a, like, because I wasn't getting paid for the year that I did my internship, so my finances are dwindling.
Mm-hmm. Well, they might, yeah, looks like you've got some savings still. You look like a really good debt manager. I don't see that you have a lot of debt, which is a good thing. So, you have a nice handle on the budget, that's for sure. Well, there's a lot of things you can do. You know, just thinking of ways of being creative, of maybe, you know, creating something and selling it, or just looking around and seeing what you can do. But holidays are always a great time to kind of come up with things to do for earning extra money. Do you know what I'm saying? But nothing really is jumping out at me. I mean, put a couple bucks in the lottery, right? But I really see you're going to be a high, you're going to be a high income earner when you get started. You're going to be doing really great. So that's going to set the balance back to where it needs to be. And you'll be able to save again. I can see you're just so important with your savings, and that will be good because you'll be able to do that. And that, with that, gives you that peace of mind, you know, that security.
Awesome. Great. Hey, I wanted to let you know, I tried to get on your website and it said it was still under construction.
Did it? Okay. Okay. Thanks for telling me that, because I was trying to remove that just for the show, but I guess it didn't work. But I appreciate you going there.
Sure.
Maybe love for you to see it again and probably be up by next week, and just to give maybe a comment on the Blog Talk Radio and let me know if you like it, you know.
Awesome.
So thanks
Perfect.
So much, Jackie. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Take care now.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, this is Secret Seer Jules. How are you?
Hello. Hi. Yes, I'm great.
Good. What's your first name?
My name is Hannah.
Hannah. Hannah, what
Hannah,
can I do for you today? What's on your mind today, Hannah?
Well, I'm wondering, is it possible to ask like for a general reading, or do I need
sure.
to go in a specific? Oh, okay.
No, I can absolutely do a general reading for you. If you don't mind, I'd like you just to point me in the direction of which part of your life you'd like me to look at, though, at the minimum to save time. We can look at, you know, love or career or family or anything you'd like.
We can look at love. I am in a relationship, but we can look at love. Yeah, I'm curious. Curious what you see.
Yeah. Don't tell me anything, but I wouldn't mind it if you could tell me the first name of your person you're in a relationship with. That saves some time, too.
William.
William. All right. Let's take a look at the relationship with Hannah and William real quick here. Sometimes if you have a little more time, you can do a little bit more, dig a little deeper, but let's get a general reading here for you. Okay, you have got a couple of things here. Certainly a lot of connection, certainly a lot of nice, that kind of energy. But I am feeling, Hannah, that there's a little bit of doubt on your part here regarding this relationship and the future of it. It's nice, though. I think that we all kind of go through that once in a while, and so it's nothing too concerning for me. But it looks like, you know, just recently there's been a little bit of a disconnect in a way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm not doubting, but a little bit disconnect, yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, it happens, the peaks and valleys of relationships, you know. It's I certainly can relate. I've been married 15 years, and I'm at a good point, you know, but I know that there's been a few times it's been kind of a challenge. Just whatever, you know, life is stressful, right? And so you kind of, as a couple, it can become sometimes once in a while it's a little challenging. But this stuff, this energy, whatever that is, it's going to start to move out very, very soon. So when I look ahead, even about 2 weeks from now, I see the two of you, you know, unicorns and rainbows. I mean, just there's a lot of affection with each other. There's a lot of good energy. So he certainly loves you and appreciates you. But I think that we all fall into that, you know, just that thing, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, well, I know. I sense that he might be a bit depressed at the moment.
It's very likely, yeah.
And I don't know. Well, he needs to, in the new year, find a job, and that will help as well, you know.
Oh, that will
help
a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think men are just wired, you know, to be a provider, and even if we don't need their money, they still want to be very useful and feel that level of that they're doing something that's important. So let me take a look at William and his prospects for new job. not seeing something right away. It looks like there's a lot of good stuff, like good. Someone in December is giving him a lot of good optimism and talking about an opportunity, and then it looks like that doesn't get followed up on for some reason. It's either on the part of the other person or on the part of William. So if you see that happening in December where someone's very gung-ho and ready to go, you know, make sure that he's following up with that, because I see that that kind of gets stalled, and then it turns into like an opportunity, but closer to February or March. So see if you can try to avoid that from happening. And but William's certainly very, very intelligent. You know, when he's going, he's great, right? I mean, just very dynamic. And so he's got that really strong sense of self and success and all that when he's feeling great. So, yeah, I'd agree with you. It looks like he's a little bit lower energy right now. But he may be getting – there is a lot coming up in 2 weeks where he's very – he's in a really great mood, that's for sure. So it could be something that he's starting to do on his own, or maybe freelance, or kind of that kind of a thing. It looks like he'll be doing something like this coming in if he doesn't already. So that should be happening too, and he looks excited about it. So does he do anything like that now? Yeah.
Not at the moment, but it could be, you know, he's looking and he's busy with a lot of ideas. So it could still be coming.
Yeah, he gets really excited about a good idea, and it is a good idea, and that looks like that's now a few more weeks, and that's going to help, certainly, like I said, it's going to increase the positivity in your relationship, which is always a nice thing, but not to worry, because 2018, all this stuff for him, I see new focus, new direction, he's got natural likability with him, you know, people like him around, he's got the real niceness about him, you know what I mean, so he's very accepting. I mean, acceptable. So he'll do well on interviews and stuff like that.
Good. That's good to hear.
Anything else, Hannah? I'm going to need to move on to another caller.
I hope
you enjoyed the reading.
If I can't ask anything, or otherwise, okay. No, fine. It's, yeah,
okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this is Jules, Secrets here. How are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good.
Are you there?
How are you doing? Yep.
Good. Good. What's your first name?
Okay. Oh, Tim.
Tim.
I have no preference. Yeah.
Sure. Hi, Tim. What's on your mind today, Tim?
I was just calling to tell me if you saw anything in regards to, much like the other callers, new work. A career opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the other callers, I'm not really sure what exactly I'm doing, but I am putting out intentions of something
mm-hmm.
new, something more fit to my character, something more of a supportive, nurturing environment.
I've
just been trying to ground myself.
Mm-hmm.
Into a daily consistent routine of grounding, a little spirit guide meditation. Setting my intentions at night, then
right.
Checking to see if you saw possibly anything opening up.
Well, you really are very, very intuitive and psychic. I was going to, before you mentioned the meditation and things that you're doing, visualizing, it's clear, very, very clear to me that you're very gifted in that regard. So things around those energies, you literally could pick up some tools and learn to do, you know, psychic readings. I think that what I like about you, though, is that you have a very good, you know, you have very, very nice, calm, balanced energy. Life coaching is becoming a really big thing these days, you know. I don't know if you're aware of that, but I think that people are moving farther away from, you know, the traditional psychotherapies and psychiatry and that kind of thing, and they're moving more towards life coaching and dealing with, you know, people like themselves who are really gaining and sharing their experience. So I would suggest, you know, thinking about looking into that. You might find yourself very comfortable in that role, but let's take a look at other things in more of a traditional job sense. But I see you very, very independent. You know, you can certainly can work in groups for another company, but I really see that you've got opportunities that are more driven towards the self, meaning like self-employed or that type of thing. Seeing here, it looks like when I ask your spirit energy or your spirit guides, you know, to do a business or something, it's like you kind of shy away from trying that kind of stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess so.
There's a lot to figure out when trying to, like, run a business or start a business or that kind of stuff. So, but listen, here's the good news is in December, I'm getting really, something really clicks here, and I'm seeing that you're getting a job opportunity, meaning I'm seeing interviews, and I'm seeing what I'm seeing you holding is like a map. In my old traditional mind, we used to do things and look at maps. You know, they don't do that anymore, but I do see you considering, you know, possibilities of taking a job that may require or ask you to move somewhere. So I see you considering that. Now, if it's not a physical move, it would be that this position would offer you the opportunity to do some travel. So that's very clear to me that there's a lot of motion in your energy. This job will be asking of you. Do you know what I'm saying? So there will be that opportunity. Now, when I say travel, it doesn't mean every week, but it would mean that you would have to jump on a plane here and there to either go to where these people are located or to go see other people in the business of this organization. I can't be sure what it is, but it looks like it's very are you bilingual? Do you speak other languages?
I do not, unfortunately.
You do not? Okay. I don't know. There's something where I see you standing in a place where everybody's speaking a different language. So this may even take you out of the country here and there once in a while to travel as well. So what was your previous position as occupation-wise?
My current position is basically helping like a tech support rep for a voiceover IP company with a little bit of internet, helping people over the phone.
Okay. It's interesting. So much going on, you know. I could see that you could do something on your own. You could, well, you know, that makes a lot of sense with the other stuff I'm seeing as far as doing something freelance or self-employed, because there's so much you can do. There's a couple websites. One is like, if you just look under virtual assistant or that kind of thing, there's a ton of you know, different industries that are, just hire people freelance to do tech support, to do things like what you're talking about, you know? So virtual is a great thing to Google and take a look at for opportunities. I hope that helps.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate you. I've been enjoying yourself.
Yes.
Did you have any tips or open myself up spiritually, any meditation tips? I feel like I'm the worst meditator alive.
Well, I think the best thing to do is really start in a very, very basic sense. And I always tell people who are learning or that have been meditating for a long time that getting back to the basics is always a good thing. So an easy thing to do would be to close your eyes when you're relaxed and start visualizing and focusing on the alphabet, for instance. So take your mind's eye and imagine a black chalkboard and imagine that you're looking at a person or yourself in white chalk writing a large capital letter A, you know, and then now you go to the capital letter B, and you really want to see those letters. And so that's a great way to teach the brain to visualize something, you know, to put something there and focus only on that. So letters in the alphabet, easy thing to do. But I know I don't want to insult you because it sounds like you are great at doing meditation, but it is a good way to kind of retrain or, you know, just kind of get back into the exercise of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice talking to you today, Tim. I hope you enjoyed the reading.
Sure.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye. Hi, this is Jules. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Good, thank you. What's your first name?
My name's Christina.
Christina, what a pretty name. What can I do for you today?
Mm-hmm. I decided to see if I had any messages from the other side.
Is there
Do
someone
I
that you'd
know?
Like me? Well, I think that I just like to ask the first name of someone to connect with only because it saves time, number one. And number two, it's my idea that our loved ones are busy in their life doing their thing. You know what I mean? So it's like inviting
right.
them in.
My mom and dad are both on the other side.
Okay.
So whichever one will come next, they have any message for me.
I just need their first names, please.
My mom's name is Mercy, and my dad's name is Jerry.
Did you say mom's name is Mercy?
Yes.
Mercy. Okay. Well, that's different. I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, her name was Mercedes, but they called her Mercy.
Mercy. Okay. That's really pretty. And dad's name is what again?
Jerry.
Jerry, 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 Jerry. Okay. All right. So let's connect here. Any other questions while I'm inviting them in?
Just whatever they got for me, any message will be fine.
Okay. Well, I get mom's coming in pretty close. She's showing me that there was I feel like you're the youngest. Are you the youngest in the family?
Yes, there is me. My mom had a baby in 1945, and he passed away at 6 months. I never got to meet him, my brother. And then I have an older sister, which is like 18 years older than me, and then me. And that was all.
Yeah, yeah. She shows me you're the baby. You're the youngest. She also shows me that... Yeah, no, it's really nice. She also shows me that there's something that you're getting ready to get together with some. It looked to me, these look like women. They look like friends. They look like friends that you may not have seen for a while. This looks like this is coming up this month. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be interesting. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. She shows me that it's going to be nice because I see she's showing me they're sitting around, they're enjoying each other, they're smiling and laughing, and that's a nice energy here too. It also looks like you getting ready to also doesn't look like you're not, are you in a relationship now? It's hard to say with you. I see a renewal of a relationship. So it looks like you're in a relationship, but it's renewing. I don't know, getting a shock, you know, like new life coming in here to it.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I'll be married 30 years this year.
Uh-huh, okay, yep. So she's saying that there's going to be good energy coming in here. It's just a really strong appreciation. I don't even know if you're doing anything special, but all of a sudden I see your husband really, really appreciating you. And so that's always nice, right? And so he's,
yeah.
I think, just showing a lot of, maybe he feels like he hasn't been giving you enough attention or something, and so he wants to make up for that. So there's a real nice effort here. So with that said, I can see a really, really nice holiday season for you and your family and your husband. Yeah, your parents just, they're certainly very together. They certainly look like they were married, right, for a very long time. And they're just showing a lot of good love energy around you. Who has a, do you have a birthday this year yet, in December?
No. But we have our anniversary.
Okay, that must be what it is. Because I see like a celebration that looks like a, you know, an annual, like birthday, anniversary, that kind of thing. So they're also sending good wishes around that for the both of you.
That's so nice. Because they've been gone
nice.
So long. My mom passed away in 83 and then my dad in 1996. So they've been gone a very long time in my life. So it's nice. I mean, I talk to them all the time, but it's nice to hear.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm very sorry for your loss.
Well, I thank you for that, and I thank you for sharing your wisdom with me today, and you have a very wonderful, blessed day.
Thank you. You as well. I hope you enjoy the reading. Take care, Christina.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Jules. How are you?
Hi.
I stayed on.
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. I saw you've been waiting for a while, so I thought the episode was only 30 minutes, but I thought I would grab your call real quick.
Just have a couple of
quick minutes, if you don't mind. I've got other things I got to get
okay.
to. But what's your first name? Yeah.
Julia.
Julia. Nice to talk to you, Julia.
Mm-hmm.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I was wondering about employment, if there would be anything, you know, coming like before the end of the year or any, you know.
Sure.
Anything
yep,
that you see around that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Not seeing a lot around that at the moment. Let's take a look a little further down the road here. I see a woman who... She may have talked to you or she's about to talk to you. It's like it's rising. I don't know if it's happened or not yet. But there is a person, a woman that you know, and she's saying, hey, come on along. Let's go this way. Come with me, this kind of thing. So she's trying to connect you either with a job with where she's at or with someone who you would fit very well with. You know what I mean? So that's coming in, and that would be – so what's different about it is it's not like you're just applying for a job where you don't know anybody. You're actually – getting this information from her, and I think you can trust it. It looks like a good opportunity. So pay attention to friends or relatives that are giving you information about a new job, okay, because that should be happening pretty soon.
Awesome. Wonderful.
All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. You're welcome, Julia. I'm going to have to let you go, but take care. Many
okay.
blessings today.
Thanks. You too.
Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Jules. How are you?
Hi, Jules. I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call. I got disconnected
yeah.
for some reason.
Yes, the episode ended, and I thought, you know, you've been waiting here for a few minutes. I thought I'd take your call real quick before I have
to
go. So, what's on your mind today?
My question is also career is the theme today. So I started a new job, and I think any insights regarding how it's going to go?
Looks very formal, very, I mean, I almost get like a legal vibe, but it's not like a lawyer office, but it's definitely, you know, everything is done a specific way. Isn't that right with this place?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Got to get it done right or the like, heads will roll type of thing. You know, it's just so important. So, yeah, this looks pretty nice. I'm seeing that you've got someone there that you're going to start to get more comfortable. There's a woman there that's kind of taking you under her wing. I don't know if that's happened yet, though, because it looks like you haven't really had that energy yet.
Yeah, my
but I am seeing
a woman, and one of the colleagues
good.
Is also a woman. So.
Yeah. So this relationship with one or two of these women, it's going to only improve and only get better. And so you'll be old hat and very comfortable and really good energy here between this whole thing. So yeah, you're going to do great. You're going to feel comfortable. And I certainly see it lasting for quite some time. You know, there doesn't look like there's anything that will change around that in a negative way. So
that's what I was worried about. And I did take a big, huge pay cut. So I was a little bit, you know, hoping that there'll be promotions coming in the future.
Oh yeah, that's tough. It is tough. Anyways, I feel so bad to doing this, but keep an eye because I'll be doing more
yes.
podcasts next week, okay? And
awesome.
We can talk some more at that time if you'd like.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You have an awesome day, and thank you for taking my call. Take care.
Yes,
bye.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye-bye.